You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Sushma Sharma, the CEO and founder of Conversai, an attorney-turned-entrepreneur with double masters from the University of Oxford and Columbia University. Sushma has worked in corporate law before turning her passion for teaching technology and connecting people globally into Conversai, the world's first human knowledge marketplace. Sushma, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You bet. So tell us, how can companies connect a global user base?
How can they do that? Let's see. Let's go to what we are trying to aim here. What we have created is a worldwide marketplace for knowledge and skill sharing. And it's not just for companies, but individuals too, and that is our main focus here. The premise of the whole thing is that every single human being in the world has knowledge to share. And what we provide is a platform which allows providers of that knowledge and seekers of that knowledge to connect globally. And we obviously use the technology which already exists, from FaceTime to Skype. And if you look at our platform, you will see that we have a booking system, we have a money-paying system where we are using Stripe, which is a very secured method to earn money. Combining all of these together, and what we have is a platform, which is a safe place for people to share their knowledge. And that's Conversai.
And Sushma, why do you consider Conversai a human knowledge platform rather than simply a freelance job platform?
Absolutely, because there are a lot of places which are focusing on niche areas which will capture the freelance industry in a particular area, like just photography, just language learning, all of those sorts. What Conversai is doing is trying to be more holistic. It is about you as a person. It is not just one freelance job that you can do, but it's helping you evolve your learning. So if you are at a beginner level of, say, Spanish, we're going to help you get to intermediate level. If you are intermediate, you can go to advanced. And we take pride in saying that we are not a linear business model. We are a circular business model where you go, you learn, and then you can teach the same thing back to others who are coming in. It's not a place where you're just throwing money off, but it's a place where you can make money too. So in our language, you can be a provider and a seeker at the same time.
How is the gig economy changing the employment landscape from what you've been seeing?
Oh, tremendously. That is changing so much. If you look at our current millennial population of approximately 80 million people just in the U.S., you will find that the way they are living and the way they are earning and the way they are educating themselves is very different from the previous generation. You can't stick to one particular job. So this is from the millennial's perspective. They need to have multiple sources of income just to survive, not to thrive, just to survive at this point. On the other hand, if you look at bigger companies, they're moving more and more towards hiring consultants, freelance people, rather than paying, you know, healthcare benefits and all the other pension plans, which they have to do for employees. So they are trying to minimize their employee base, and that's affecting the millennial population. Even if they are starting at big firms, the salary that they are getting is almost 20% lower than what we used to get, and we're talking just one generation ahead, a couple of 20 years ago. So this is all leading to people finding a side hustle or having multiple ways of expressing themselves into different hobbies and making money with that. So that is the way the world is going. And this is not just for the millennial population, but also the older generation, which is retiring, needs something to do, needs to financially support themselves.
And this is very, very true. No doubt about that. Today we are joined by Sushma Sharma, the CEO and founder of ConverSci, the world's first human knowledge marketplace, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now tell us, is e-learning evolving beyond YouTube tutorials or packaged web programs?
Yes, and that is a topic which I feel extremely strongly about, because I have taught at the university for almost 6 years in Hong Kong. And before that, I was a corporate lawyer for many years, and I've trained a lot of young lawyers. And what I've found is that with all the e-learning platform, which is what you have, a cookie cutter product, which is recorded, being sent to you to educate yourself at your time, at your leisure, they all sound really good in marketing that, you know, oh, wow, I have control over it. But the bottom line is, if you look at data, you will find that the retention rate of what you're learning from video is way, way, way lower than what you get from when you learn from a person. And what I personally feel for my company is that we are going to the next level of learning. If you have these videos from a person, you probably have a 20% in retention rate. But when you can actually interact with the same person, it is far more engaging. You learn more. Plus, you can personalize the learning to what you want. So you can, what I call bespoke services, you learn what you want to learn from the person that you want to learn from and pay the amount that you want at the time that you want. So it is far more engaging. If you don't understand something, you don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to go look at Google and YouTube videos. You can actually ask this person and say, hey, I really didn't get that. Can you explain that again to me? So that is the next level of learning which we should be aiming for, instead of going more robotic and more on computerized and just recorded videos. It's more about, I want to learn something, teach me that.
Good stuff there and great input. Now, how is freelancing opening up economic opportunity all over the world?
From earlier, what, you know, if you look at all the professions which were made a lot of money or where, which would basically be your livelihood, they were very limited in a way. That you go become a graphic designer, or you become a lawyer, or you become a doctor, or you work in TV. These are all, they are limited in scope in many ways. But with the freelance economy, you can try bite-sized teaching, bite-sized learning. A lot of different opportunities have opened up for people. So things which earlier did not have any value, or you did not feel that you were an expert to do that, now you can actually try that. So just for example, if you look at ConverSci on this, earlier, if my teacher or if my daughter needed a teacher and she's 10 years old, the teachers who were qualified would either be a middle school teacher or a high school teacher or a PhD. But the bottom line is my daughter can actually learn from an eighth grader much better than she can learn from a professor. So it is opening up, this gig economy, freelance economy is opening up a lot of different opportunities for every single person in the world. And it's just up to them now to take that opportunity in their hand. It's going to grow much bigger than it is currently.
Well, it certainly has been interesting and really have appreciated your introducing ConverSci to the audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
What I would say is the world is literally your oyster. You should try bite-sized learning in different things that you wanted to learn, you know, when you were a kid or when you were in high school, but you never got a chance to learn. You can do that. If you already know something, try and share that with people. When sharing it with people gives a different kind of satisfaction and pleasure, which you don't really see when you're working on your own. So I love this part of engagement with the community, with people around you. And the community now is not just the people who are 5 kilometers in radius, but the whole world for you. So go ahead, take a chance. So you might be very pleasantly surprised of how much you enjoy learning a new thing or teaching something to others.
And I couldn't agree more, and it sounds like an exciting platform to be connected to. And again, thanks for all the information here today. Where can listeners get all the details on ConverSci?
Well, it's a website right now. We are working on our native app. We're only less than a year old. as far as launching is concerned. It's KonversaI.com. So KonversaI.com, it's basically knowledge-based conversations, .com.
Sushma, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sushma Sharma, the CEO and founder of ConverseEye, the world's first human knowledge marketplace. And for all the details, visit ConverseEye.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.